If you have to memorize two digits, such as 61, you can visualize a golf club hitting and breaking a pin instead of a golf ball. Exaggerate the pin and see the motion. 26 could be a swan playing golf. 83 could be a snowman with large breasts. 57 could be a huge fish hook trying to pull on a cliff. 18 could be a snow spear and a snowman. If you have to remember a phone number, you can link the numbers together. Suppose you're jogging in the park and meet an attractive member of the opposite sex, but you don't have a pen. This only happened once to me. More often, I come across a phone number of a car or some item for sale when I don't have a pen. Suppose the phone number is 495-1826. I am assuming it's the same area code, or you can remember the area code. 4 is a sail on a sailboat. 9 is a balloon. 5 is a fish hook. 1 is a pen. 8 is a snowman. 2 is a swan. 6 is a golf club. All you need to do is visualize the pictures. A sailboat is sailing on a sea of balloons instead of water. The balloons are bursting because of fish hooks. The fish hooks are catching pens. The pens are being used by the snowmen. The snowmen are fist fighting with swans. The swans are playing with golf clubs. However, we do recommend that you write long numbers down at the earliest convenience. Another easy number system is the number rhyme system. The number 1 rhymes with bun, gun, or ton. A hamburger bun is easy to visualize. I personally use ton because of my childhood memories of cartoon characters being smashed with 1-ton weights. A 1-ton weight is easy to visualize, smashing whatever it needs to be linked with. The number 2 rhymes with shoe or glue. Shoes can be large or small. Shoes can kick whatever it's being linked to. Glue can spill on whatever you're linking it to. The linked item can be stuck in glue. 3 rhymes with tree. 4 rhymes with floor or door. 5 rhymes with hive, as in beehive. 6 rhymes with sticks, bricks, or even sex, for those so inclined. 7 rhymes with heaven. I personally use a 7-Eleven store because I frequent 7-Eleven stores and they're easy to visualize. Feel free to make up your own examples. 8 rhymes with bait or skate. 9 rhymes with line, as in rope or wine or mine. If you use mine, you can visualize yourself. 0 rhymes with hero, which can be visualized as Superman. 0 also rhymes with Nero, the Roman Emperor. I have personally used the World War II airplane, the Japanese Zero. This is an example of a word having two definitions. If a concrete image is associated with one of the definitions, it can be easily used. For example, if you had a dentist appointment at 2, you could visualize a 20-foot shoe falling on your dentist's office. If you had a dentist appointment at 6, you could visualize millions of sticks in his front yard. The number 81 could be bait, a worm, eating a bun. 81 could also be thousands of worms, bait, crawling over a 1-ton weight. Suppose a telephone number we need to memorize is 495-1826, which is the same as in the last example. I'm assuming it's the same area code, or you can remember the area code. 4 is a floor. 9 is a line or rope. 5 is a hive. 1 is a bun. 8 is a bait. 2 is a shoe. 6 is sticks. You could visualize a floor, 4, made out of lines, 9, or ropes. Visualize it swaying. Visualize a rope line lassoing a hive, 5. See the angry bees? Visualize a hive falling gently on a car-sized hamburger bun, 1, and bouncing gently. See the bun being eaten by bait, 8. See the bait wearing shoes, 2. See the shoes having sticks, 6 instead of shoelaces, which are painful.